Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation today. For the next 8 meditations I offer you, we're going to take a look at what is commonly known as the Beatitudes. We're going to take a personal look at each one of them and see how it applies to ourselves and the world in which we live. You know, you don't have to be a Christian to consider these universal truths. So let's look at the first one today. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You know, in a 12-step program, the first 3 steps are summarized this way. Step 1, I can't stop drinking on my own. Step 2, I think God can help me. Step 3, I think I'll let him. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. For the purposes of this meditation, let's define some terms and use them as our points of meditation. I want to define the kingdom of heaven as a state of mind and spirit, a place where love wins and the truth prevails, a place where there is peace, joy, and happiness. Let's define poor in spirit. The original word was beggar. So let's define it as someone who is poor and knows it, and not necessarily financially poor, maybe emotionally poor, maybe spiritually poor, maybe someone who is powerless and knows it, someone who has faced this life and says, I can't do this on my own. I think God can help me. I think I'll let him. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Let's use the rest of this time that we have together this morning and consider what it is to be poor in spirit. Is there any place in your life that you find yourself powerless? Is there any place in your world where you might find joy, peace, purpose? Consider what it might be that is preventing you from asking for help.